Last week on Sunday Extra, we talked about attempts to bring a criminal case for crimes against humanity against the leaders of Myanmar's military junta within the court system of Timor-Leste. Evidence about crimes against people of Myanmar's Chin ethnic minority was presented to a prosecutor appointed by the government of Timor-Leste. Since we spoke last week, there's been a fresh development, and I'm very pleased to say that we are joined now by Salai Zaouk, who's the executive director of the Chin Human Rights Organization. Salai personally delivered a compilation of evidence about the conduct of the Myanmar military to the Timor-Leste Public Prosecutor's Office in January. Salai, thank you very much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me on, Julian.
So could you tell us what's happened since last week in terms of the diplomatic relations between Timor-Leste and Myanmar?
Myanmar gave the Timorese diplomat the ultimatum to leave the country on Friday. He was only given 7 days to leave the country. And this is all because Myanmar has accused Timor-Leste of interfering in the internal affairs of Myanmar by accepting a case that we filed in Dili in January.
What's your assessment of this response by the military junta in Myanmar?
Well, obviously, they are afraid of accountability, and it shows that they are sensitive to this kind of criminal complaint just because they know that they have committed international crimes. And this just goes to show the extent to which they are willing to silence accountability.
Do you have any sense of whether this move by Myanmar will change the approach of the prosecutor in Timor-Leste or the support for the prosecutor from the government of Timor-Leste?
We certainly hope that the justice system in Timor-Leste will take its own course without considering external circumstances. And that's exactly what we've been saying from the beginning, that we believe in the independence of the Timorese judiciary, and that should not be interfered with, not least by an external country such as Myanmar.
As I mentioned, you are the head of the Chin Human Rights Organization. Could you give us a bit more background about the Chin people and what's happened to them in Myanmar under the military junta?
Well, the Chin are an ethnic minority in Myanmar, and the majority of Chin people are Christians, and we are the only Christian majority state in a country that is predominantly Buddhist. So the Chin people have been systematically persecuted and discriminated against for decades, even before the military regime came to power in the year 2021. Since the coup in 2021, the Chin people have been forced to endure horrific crimes committed by the military junta. Now we have half of the population of the state having been displaced in a matter of 5 years. Imagine half of your population having to leave their homes, survive in a new place in the jungles, and even crossing into a different country in India, where we have nearly 100,000 refugee populations living unprotected. And ever since the coup, the people have been experiencing horrific crimes. As an organization, we have meticulously documented these kind of violations. And lately, the regime has resorted to airstrikes on civilian targets where they live, where they shelter. And in the process, they have managed to destroy more than 140 religious buildings, including Christian churches.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Salai Zaouk, who's the executive director of the Chin Human Rights Organization. From the discussion last week, Salai, I got the impression that there's more than one jurisdiction and more than one legal avenue that you and the Myanmar Accountability Project are pursuing. What other actions against the regime are you currently engaged in?
Well, first of all these efforts are meant to be justice for the victims and the survivors, because we have no other recourse or avenue where we can bring cases against the Myanmar military junta, because they are both the perpetrator and the judge in Myanmar. But the CHRO and MAP has brought similar cases to the Department of Justice in the Philippines. We filed the case back in 2024, and the case is still being considered. It's an ongoing process, and we are committed to pursuing this avenue wherever possible within the regions of Southeast Asia.
It sounds like it's taking a while for the Philippines authorities to decide how they will proceed. Do you have a sense of how long it might take for the Timor-Leste prosecutor to make a decision?
Well, we have no idea, but we understand and we are keenly aware that any kind of international judicial process takes a long time and accountability takes a long time. However, any form of acknowledgement, even the acceptance of the case, is a form of justice already for the victims who are being acknowledged, and that the international community is now aware of their suffering and the violations that they had to endure. We're talking about serious international crimes that are so shocking that it shocks the conscience of humanity.
Salai Zaouk, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you so much, Julian.
Salai is the executive director of the Chin Human Rights Organization, and he personally delivered the complaint about the crimes against humanity of the Myanmar military junta to the Timor-Leste Public Prosecutor's Office in January.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.